Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I think if he was more available and more open and we knew what was on his mind, he wouldn't get nearly the heat and the criticism that he does. I don't think his job has ever been in jeopardy to this point, and I don't know that it's in jeopardy at this point. I really don't think it is based on what I'm hearing from my sources.
Wow.
Now, whether there are changes and lateral moves or whatever it may be, that I don't know. But I don't think there's a serious want in Halas Hall right now to move on from Ryan Pace.
Bernstein and Rahimi, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That was Hub Arkish yesterday, and both of us had literal raised eyebrows as we were listening to that in real time.
Because Ryan Pace being safe in all of this after what you've seen on the field for many years is a bizarre idea that apparently isn't so bizarre inside the very insular walls of Halas Hall.
It's just hard to fire someone who doesn't really exist. Mike Florio talked about it a little bit, I thought, yesterday it was last week when he was talking about the idea of people finding special projects, that people in an organization who will, when something isn't going exactly, they'll find other things to do and they'll play that little internal political shell game. And if, in fact, Ryan Pace has succeeded in not existing, this is collaboration. This is diffusion of responsibility. And if, in fact, he's nebulized himself enough to be this sort of amorphous cloud that can't be fired because you don't know exactly for what he's responsible, it's really an amazing achievement of professional sorcery. And he may have pulled it off.
A, your job is to exist. And when you don't do part of your job, that's a problem. B, he's responsible for the money the team spends on the players, the millions of dollars every year.
I know that and you know that, but it may just be that he's successfully convinced his bosses, who frankly don't care if they win 7 games, 8 games, 9 games, or 6 games, because it doesn't really matter.
They must not, because do you know how much money is on the dead cap money totals for next year after what happened with the Jimmy Graham deal? You want to talk about actually overpaying people? It's not happening in baseball. It's happening in deals like that.
You overpay them after they've left.
$12.77 million in dead cap next season because of cuts and void years. This is a man who grossly mismanages a salary cap. Yes, he does okay in late rounds where your players shouldn't matter to the team as much because the expectation is lower. But when it comes to important rounds like the first and the second, how are we talking about his job security right now?
So let's bring this back to the meme of the day, which has been the propagation of these Fire Nagy chants, whether it's been in Champaign or at hockey games or anywhere else. And I like these thoughts here. I'll just present this. You can agree or disagree, but these are the thoughts of Stonecutter, and he sent these in early yesterday, and I saved it because I knew we'd be getting back to this today. And I understand this point. He said, I try very hard to avoid engaging in McCaskeyology, partially because they're extremely weird, and I think it's folly to try and determine their motivations. And partially because doing so seldom leads to fun places. I will amen to that. said, I also try to avoid falling into too clever by half logic. I know this is on the precipice, but I can't shake the feeling that the Fire Nagy meme is going to make it much easier for the Bears to keep Ryan Pace. Maybe the McCaskies don't care. Checkmark. But they're going to keep Pace no matter what. And if the fan base is whipped into a frenzy, I can see a scenario where Pontius McCaskey, already prone to succumbing to the inertia of the status quo, sees Fire Nagy and thinks that he can do exactly that and nothing else, and the masses will be placated. Be careful what you wish really hard for. You might not get anything else. That is a look over here, look over here, look over here, classic sacrificial lamb, when much of what actually ails this team would simply be put in a position of more power and further behind the curtain.
Yeah. It's also just what happens like in college football, which is what I said yesterday. The stalwarts who have been there for years and years and years and you think are untouchable and have all the power and control always fire their top lieutenant first.
Fire the hitting coach. Yeah, fire the hitting coach.
Yeah, the top lieutenant always goes first. And this is no different, except in this scenario, we illustrate a picture where that head person is not embattled.
And it raises the second question. If, in fact, if we presume the quote-unquote worst, if we presume that their plan involves making Ryan Pace something else and maybe hiring a general manager, who hires the next coach?
Yeah, okay, cool. But what has he done to earn A, his job still, and B, being promoted?
The answer is it doesn't matter.
And there's a lot of people out there, myself included, who question the validity of Mitch Trubisky in the NFL because of what we've seen out of Matt Nagy since. But that's exactly what I would do if I were Ryan Pace. I'd be like, oh, wait, I'm in year six here, going on seven, as Hub pointed out. I've had how many quarterbacks? Five. Don't worry about the terrible first-round drafts I've had or all the capable assistants who are part of a coaching tree now, which is one of the most formidable in the NFL, and they're all on winning teams. And by the way, the GM who could have been this team's head, who's in the building, walked next door to Indiana and is now the GM of the Colts, and he's very capable. And I hired this guy to fix my quarterback mistake that I made because I got rooked by a rook. We're going to go here again?
We may.
And somehow this fools people. Or are they just, don't want to hire somebody else because they know they're bad at it?
Layla, to that point, I just want to expand upon it too, because you mentioned mentioned George McCaskey and the way, here's the thing. After they were eliminated from the postseason last year, they had that end of season presser and Ted Phillips and George McCaskey both spoke.
Where they're real happy about Darnell Mooney panning out.
This is what George McCaskey said, and just listen to the buzzword that stuck in my craw since.
And we also understand that, as both Ted and I referenced in our opening remarks, that it's quick to say what is needed here is a major overhaul. And sometimes that's the right answer, and other times it isn't. And we think the right answer at this time is continuity.
Remember that press conference. We know this is the essence of the Bears.
Continuity is not good when it's bad continuity and a bad product.
Remember who we're talking about.
Our product consistently sucks.
Do you remember that press conference? And this was 2012? I get them all mixed up. I get all their crappy press conferences mixed up. I think it was 2012. It was already 9 years ago. We know we need massive change. We believe in continuity.
I read that text and thought that texter was crazy. Little did I realize it was a quote.
It was that was the Orwellian doublespeak Bears press conference that should be wood-burned and hung over the mantelpiece for every one of these discussions. That is what they are, who they are and what they do, which is another way of saying blah, blah, blah. We'll throw you a little something to make you happy in the moment, but No matter how many games we win, it doesn't really change anything, affect anything, regardless of any lip service. That's what matters here. Whether they win 6 games, 7 games, 8 games, 9 games does not matter as much as they say it does. Even if they think it matters to them, their actions betray them.
It just lets you know what their values are. If this is really true, And we haven't even gotten to what Brad Biggs said about it yet. Because if there's, it's always good to interpret, as I like to say, and still from obvious places, scripture was scripture. But listen to what Brad Biggs had to say about it.
There's been rumors of Pace potentially getting some type of promotion at Halas Hall for almost 12 months. So that's not new. Is there anything to it? You know, I don't know. Has it risen to the level of there even being some smoke yet? I'm not sure about that. You know, you talk about the guy has had one winning season to this point. Certainly looks like they're not going to be above 500 this year, and they haven't won a playoff game. How could they give him a bigger role? Well, what's a bigger role? What would really be part of it? You know, I mean, there's a ton of unknowns there. You have to, I think, prepare yourself for the unexpected at times when you're looking at the Bears and what they want to do. So we'll have to see. You know, a lot of people around the league are looking at the Bears and wondering what's going to happen. Talk to people with other teams. They're curious. Is it the replacement of a coach, the replacement of a coach and a GM? What's going to happen there? We've got 6 games to go.
What?
Huh?
Promotion. After you lost 6 games in a row? Promotion?
For those comparing it to what happened with the Bulls and John Paxson, stop. Please. Please stop.
John Paxson won stuff.
John Paxson also actually did fall on his metaphorical sword and did get out of the way. If you look at what actually happened and what ownership did and what they did with him saying, here's what you need to do in the best interest of the franchise. I know it sounds corny to hear about somebody saying that I really care about what happens with the Bulls and what they've said about how their time was up and things got stale. He actually did. This is not that. This is a
guy trying to save himself.
This is a snow job. And lately, for the past couple of days, my timeline has had multiple Rasputin references because there's been the Jack Dorsey Twitter abdication because of that weird beard he's got going on. And people are comparing him to the mad monk who's lost his mind and is now going to advise the Tsar and the Tsarina. And
did Jack just want to keep Twitter free for people?
He's an odd bird, man.
Just going to throw that out.
He's a very strange person. But those comparing Ryan Pace in the same way that he's so worked his way into the brain trust that somebody could be snapped out of this trance and say, fire this dumbass. But it's too important. He's now part of the Borg.
Yeah, all of that would be great if you didn't have a product every day where you compare yourself to somebody else. And then you show that you aren't as good as that other competitor.
It matter.
I guess if you're consulting all of your competitors, then yeah, they'd be like, yes, please keep Ryan Pace. I would do the same thing.
Can I make a comparison that most people would have actually heard of before? Essentially that Ryan Pace is Jafar with the scepter on the Sultan in Aladdin.
Jafar won, though.
Yeah, but that's also...
Jafar won at times.
That's based in large part on Rasputin. That particular character, yes.
But Jafar was successful.
For a while. I mean,
yeah,
you're
that's
playing
what
the
made
long
the movie.
Game, yeah, right, because he was actually decent enough at being... He was out for himself, but you're right, he was good at it.
The reason Ryan Pace got Executive of the Year was because he traded for Khalil Mack based on John Gruden's ego and the fact that everybody knew that him trading away first-round picks was not the end of anybody's world.
And the point was that when the
he
move
recognized
was made,
his weakness, and everybody rewarded him for that.
But when he came on these airwaves and said, I'm all in, what does all in mean? It meant to win the Super Bowl. They even won a playoff game. That's hold him to what he said. All in a Mitchell Trubisky, all in on all this and all that. And all that, and they're going to pay for it next year or the year after that. They haven't won a playoff game.
You're still going to be paying Jimmy Graham next year.
There's no consequence for that. That's the thing. There's no consequence for being wrong on everything you did.
Well, and also, it's just really inconsistent out of the Bears brass. Like, you talk all about culture and how close everybody is and how you see people as a cohesive unit and collaboration. And somehow Ryan Pace just gets to hand off responsibility and everybody else has to wear it? No, we are not doing this. We are in the talent acquisition business in the NFL. You have not been as good as everybody else when it comes to acquiring talent. We look for bright spots. The bright spots are not necessarily what you should be judged on because you have so many other bad marks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.